Brendan O'Connor is here. If you can't get enough Brendan O'Connor, go to OrlandoShine.com. I know I can't get enough. So, the Orlando Shine on social medias. And, of course, subscribe to the Orlando Shine show. You can do that wherever you get your podcast.
We have a fun e-newsletter every Monday that breaks down all the top stories, not just things that we write, but just things that we think you should know about if you're living and loving in Central Florida. Check it out.
So we're almost out of time, but we actually found something that we might not agree on.
Let's talk
about
it. Because
normally we just agree on everything.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Politely.
Yeah. Because
that's the Canadian way.
That is the Canadian way. So we were talking about adaptive reuse,
and
we were talking about the potential of different buildings. And
you
sometimes
said there's a building I don't think has any potential, and I'd love to see it gone.
Well, and I'll give some background on why, but let's talk about it because I think you've covered it. Okay. On the Orlando Shine.
Yes.
So it's the Luby House or Lube or Lubu.
Well, we've been impolite about it on 104.1 and called it something else. But
sure.
Lubby.
It is. And if you know it,
I don't think I can say what we say.
Southwest corner of Lake Eola Park.
Yes.
And what the plan is, the big vision for the park right there is this grand entrance. This very striking entrance for people
that
to come
like
into the park.
A rib cage.
It looks like, you're going
a
through a whale
skeleton.
Of, some sort of whale, like Avatar, Pandora animal that's there. It looks really cool. And of course, it'll change over time. That's just a rendering.
That was just a placeholder.
I think that it is.
Because they've already torn down a 7-Eleven that was there on the corner.
They've got the building next to it, and they're going to tear that down.
Where they have that beautiful
mural
on it.
Yeah, so go visit that while you can. There's no plan to tear it down, but they will be tearing it down. There's no timeline.
Yeah, no timeline.
Yeah. And then the Lube building next door, which is, I understand, is a 100-year-old building.
Yes.
It is by a particular architect.
Yes.
And it is kind of in the way of progress. So
progress being the progress of this project.
Yeah, the progress of this project. And I know some projects, you could look at some of this stuff and we probably agree on some other things like the Under Eye project.
Right.
Which is something.
Uh-huh.
And but this one I feel like improving.
It looks like someone planted a magic metal bean under the eye.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
I think this is important because I think it is one of those things we were talking about that will bring more people to downtown. We'll keep more people here. It would be very strike. Could they do it without tearing down that building? Sure.
Yeah.
What does that building serve? If it's, what would it do there, I guess? And I will admit that I have zero vision for adaptive reuse.
Okay.
I grew up in Daytona Beach. We had gift shops, and I worked in gift shops from the time I was 12 years old. And all I can think of those spaces is gift shops. And then I went to work at the Heavy in Winter Park and, the old Lombardi's Seafood, which is now another great space with Blackfin being in there. And that to me kind of opened my eyes about
ways you could reactivate those spaces.
And so
adaptive reuse, we haven't really defined it. It's when you take an older building and you change it into something new, but that still honors the structure that it was in originally.
So
what
do you think about the Lube House?
I think architecturally on its own, it's a really pretty Spanish Mediterranean looking building. I've been inside it before. I've heard people kind of dump on it saying it's not nice inside. I completely disagree. I think it's really pretty. And there's actually a really neat study / office area that has glass windows that just overlook the lake. And it's actually it's the closest structure to the fountain, the Linton E. Allen Memorial Fountain, the man who brought it over and paid for it originally. I think architecturally on its own, it merits saving. I think I've been behind it. I did a little video. You can see it on Instagram because I went through the Roslyn Club, which is on the other side of the building. And the Roslyn Club is a historic women's club where the wives of the university club used to have to go hang out because the university club was across the street where they built the Modera building. That's where all the menses would go hang out and get away from their ladies. And then the ladies went to the Roslyn Club. But the Roslyn Club is still there. It still has an active membership of I don't know how many people, but I would assume under 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. And tradition, and it's gated. They don't let a lot of people in there except for special events. Their gate was open the other day, and I just pedaled my little bike back there just to get a look at it because I wanted to see how it relates to the Lubby House and how it, what does it look like if you open it up to the lake. And it does. It opens it right up. And so you would be able to hit that corner if you're walking down from the library and immediately see the lake, which you can't do right now. So I get that, like, sight lines, planning-wise, a connection from that little corner into the lake makes sense. I think you can do that by just removing that three-story building where the mural is and keeping the Lubby House. And I think the Lubby House could be a beautiful little restaurant. I'd love to see, and this is a deep dive, and y'all, I apologize, but in my heart, I feel something on my heart is that we need like a Disney Research Institute, and they have, I know that it's something that already exists at Disney, but we have like, the Disney has an archives, which is monitored by just volunteers, and they don't really know what they're doing from what I've heard. So that these materials, these papers, these old books, these photographs they have are kind of falling apart and eventually will just disappear.
So it's almost like a presidential library that they need for Disney.
I think we need that. Yeah. And I think, and there are disparate collections, you know, not just private, but public collections. Like the Orange County Public Library System has a Disney room that actually has things that are just accessible to the public. And people are just walking out with some of these hard to find artifacts. They're just disappearing because they're not monitored. The Orange County Regional History Center, which I think is arguably the best caretaker of their collection, of their Disney things, has one as well. And I think if we just amalgamated them in one space, we could have a really neat place where people could come and research Disney history from around the world. I know it would be well attended, and we have all the collections already locally, and it could be housed at a really fun spot. And why not next to the Walt Disney Amphitheater, you know, another tie-in for the park. And I think that would be a great space for it. I don't know. Without that, though, if it is a restaurant, which is maybe what they're floating, I do see maybe an argument against the restaurant, too, because we have Relax Grill, which is there in the park, and it doesn't perform well. It's not really a notable restaurant. It regularly has issues with the health department, like because it's just open to rats and whatever, cockroaches. And I don't, not to disparage them, please don't sue me. But it needs some work, you know, the one restaurant that we have there. And we are in this, we are edging up on the master plan. They're working. We keep being told they're working on a master plan for Lake Eola.
They presented it a couple of times, but it has to change every time something like this comes up. Where, you know, are we keeping this building or,
or
should
like
I stay or should I go now?
The little old that's a good song. The little old ladies that advocated for the demo of the 7-Eleven, who then just built that butterfly garden. You know, I argue like, how did the butterfly garden get done before the master plan was done? That's crazy. They should have just waited. I don't understand why the master plan wasn't done first.
Right.
And then they could have built something, but it shows you the power of two little old ladies and who listens to them. It just doesn't bode well for how long this master plan process is going to take, which again, you know, gives us a little bit more time maybe to find the right use for that corner. But then I can see maybe from your point of, from your perspective, when you look at like Central Park, New York, the park spaces, urban park spaces do better when they're just developed around the park.
Yeah.
Right. And if you, and the park space itself is just park. So removing potentially eventually all of the buildings that are on that footprint makes for a stronger park.
Okay. So we have come to no conclusion on this.
I think they should keep it. I think it's cuter than the Eola House. I hate the Eola House, that the one building they kept on the other side of the lake where they look after the swans, allegedly. You know, they keep the six swans behind it. I think it doesn't make sense. And they have the back of the building is visible from inside the park and the boardwalk, and you can see where they're just keeping tools haphazardly. Like, it doesn't, sight lines wise, it looks gross. It's an ugly building. I don't understand why we can't just move all of that over to the Lubby House. We could do that. Like, there's no reason for it to be there. Get rid of that house. if you're going to get rid of any, keep the Lubby House, and you can still have your gateway. And or, I also think you could keep that mural.
Oh, yeah.
And knock down the building or and we just should keep just the wall.
Keep the wall there or bring it to my house.
Or bring it to your house.
Yeah.
Put a little archway in it and you can go through. Like there's,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Or we could they could redo the Lubby House, give us a sweetheart deal on rent
in
the Orlando Shine, the community paper, and all of our media friends could come and work out.
We should have a media house with a little cafe and you can hear people broadcasting live from.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great. And it'd be like real world, local Orlando, local journalism Orlando.
Yeah, I love
that. We have cameras all over it.
Journalism hub.
And we all live there, too.
And we all live there. And there's an Airbnb above it where you can have visiting journos come and stay.
Okay, I kind of like that idea. If that happens, then I'm for keeping it.
We do need a press club. I'm surprised we don't have a press club in town. And that's, if you don't know what they had, it's a place for visiting journos to come and hang out and get their work done.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.